you sense looking at the Bears that you would have an opportunity to have this kind of game?
I was hoping to go out there and make some plays, really. I didn't sense that I was going to go out there and, you know, get a bunch of sacks, but I was sensing I was going to go out and make some plays.
You started a lot of bull rushing. Was there something that you figured you could overpower their tackles?
Really, I just try to make people respect my power. I don't think I'm one of the bigger linebackers or ends, but I want people to know there's some power in here, too.
You've had some big nights on Monday Night Football in your career so far. Is that something you think about, being on national TV like that?
I think I have a thing for night games. I love playing at night. I love the lights. Probably that.
As good as the Niners defense has been, do you think the team kind of made a statement over the play tonight?
I'd say so. You know, coming in, I think there were some questions about, you know, who may have been a better defense or just questioning us in general. But I think, obviously, we came out and proved a point tonight.
Did you listen to those questions, like from the President of the United States?
No. I didn't listen to that.
I mean, there was a lot of talk that Chicago was the best defense.
Well, I think we showed tonight who it was.
Von Miller began the night with the most sacks in the league. You're now, I think, like two ahead of him. Are you going to text, place a phone call, anything like that?
I'll probably text him as soon as I leave out of here.
The third down play on the Bears' first series, you got the sack. At that point, did you know that you were in line for kind of whatever you wanted to do?
I think I was catching the rhythm. You know, after that, I was feeling like, I had something there. And, story tells us up.
What did you think about your quarterback's play? It was a pretty good night for the class of 2011.
Yeah, definitely. Kaepernick played an amazing game. You know, before the game, I told him, just don't worry about the cameras, don't worry about the star, just go play your game, and he put a good game together.
When you've got it going the way you did tonight, and there are so many obvious passing situations, do you sense that their offense is saying, you know, here we got to account for this guy, and then there's that, you know, I mean, they're really having to do something special to try to stop it?
That was a long question. Can you repeat it? That was a long question.
Obvious passing situations like they were, and you haven't been going like you did tonight. Is it pretty obvious that they're trying to figure out what to do with you, and then the other side of the defense as well?
You just got to take advantage of what you got. You know, if you sense a weakness, you got to take advantage of it, and that's what we were doing tonight.
Were you lobbying to try to get back in the game there at the end?
I was trying. They weren't having it.
Were you looking safety all the way? I mean, did you see clearly he was in the end zone and you had a shot at him?
I thought it was a safety, yeah.
You and Justin combined in one sack. How much easier does he make your job?
A lot. You know, it's a threat. He's a threat. And, you know, us just working together, we're able to make plays out there.
Thank you.